Hey everybody, it is the Elemental Podcast, Thursday, July 20th, 2017, new Thursday edition, everybody, because there was a strong demand for it, and by strong demand, I mean nobody asked, I just want to do it, because why the hell not, everybody? I do appreciate you listening in. I want to tell you guys right off the bat, on Monday, I talked about how people were snorting cocaine. God bless American. Well, they do snort cocaine, but I talked about how they are snorting chocolate now. People, for whatever reason, are snorting chocolate, and I took a shit on that. I think it's dumb and stupid, and why would they do that? And then it occurred to me yesterday, maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe I'm not getting the full picture. So what I did is I went to Meijer and I picked up some baking chocolate. It's powdery, and I'm like, all right, I can snort this. And before I started this podcast, I went downstairs and I snorted some chocolate. And I'll let you know if it's affecting me in any kind of way, if it's hitting me. I can tell you right now, I do feel like I have to sneeze and blow my nose. So if that's all chocolate does to you, then don't snort it. It's stupid. I videotaped it of me snorting the chocolate. So once I post the podcast, I'll post the video of me snorting chocolate. And actually, on the video, I think I said it was June 20th. And I hadn't even snorted any chocolate at that time. I'm just retarded, everybody. I asked on the fan page, please go to and like the fan page on Facebook if you could. It's just Elemental Podcast on the facial book. So if you could like it there. Because I ask questions sometimes and people said they wanted to know some stuff about me, info on me. There's not a ton to know. I'm pretty boring. Not a lot has happened in my life. I'm 47. Never been married, no kids. I grew up outside of Buffalo, New York, in a town called Clarence. I have two college degrees. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology from the University of Fredonia in New York. And I have a master's degree in social work from the great University of Grand Valley State here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have lived in four states. I've lived in New York, Massachusetts, Georgia, and Michigan. I own a dog, and there are four cats living in my house. I'm a big cat guy. I used to volunteer at Crash's Landing here in Grand Rapids, which is a no-kill cat shelter. It's all it is cats, and they live there forever. And they, at the time, there were two houses, and the cats just took, they were the only ones who lived there, and they took over the house. And it was amazing what was going on in these homes. And unfortunately, some things have happened with Crash's where they have now put everything into one house, and I think maybe at one time or another they're going to try to find another location. There were some things going on, which is all unfortunate. But if you like a cat, I suggest you get one from Crash's Landing. As strange as it is, none of the cats living in my house currently have come from Crash's Landing. I've taken a whole bunch. One was a stray cat given to me by Joanne Rome, who is the I guess the executive director of Laugh Fest, that comedy festival here in Grand Rapids. Another one was a stray cat out in Coopersville. I named him Cow. He's a big cat, and he's black and white, and he looks like a cow. And the feral cat, or stray cat, I named Larry. I don't know why I named him Larry. I just did. And then there's a cat named Mocha, and there's another cat. Her name is Dixie, but we call her Honks because my old roommate Adam Deggy named her Honky Hands because she's a black cat with white paws, so we just call her Honks. And I got her when I was doing comedy in Tennessee. She was a stray cat who wouldn't leave the venue, little kitten, and wouldn't leave the venue. And I'm like, if this cat is still outside when I leave the venue, I'm taking this cat. And I took the cat, so I had this cat in my car with me for 3 days or something, like 2 days at least, 2.5 days. It was just weird. Very weird. Yeah, so I don't know, that's it. Done comedy, 14 years, at the tail end of it, at least hitting the road. I've come to the realization that it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse before it gets better. So I hate these dudes. Dave Coulier, was in Detroit. And if you don't know Dave Coulier, he's a stand-up comic, and he was on that show Full House, and I think he's on the newer one, Fuller House, whatever. I don't watch either of those shows, and I'm only mildly aware of who he is, but he has been relatively successful in the comedy world, and he did a TED Talk of sorts at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Detroit, and he said to the people who came out, he told them to keep following your dreams and keep doing it and keep having at it. And fuck him. Really, fuck Dave Coulier for saying such horseshit. It's easy for guys who've made it. He made it. Good for him. He had his eyes on the prize. He made it. And there you go. Fantastic. But fuck him. Really? Cut it out. Fuck him. Sometimes you're not going to achieve your goals. It's not going to happen. And you need to change them. Sometimes I think it's smarter to change them. And that's what I'm doing. I'm giving up the road. I don't think you're going to find a single comic out there who tells me the road is great. The road is fucking awful. The road is something that's supposed to lead to something else. It's supposed to lead to better gigs, TV shows, movies. The road leads to road. And particularly, I'm still struggling. I'm the middle guy mostly. I'm headlining some stuff, but I'm still basically the feature, the middle act. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of driving 8, 9, 10 hours or more to some gig where people don't know who I am and they don't give a fuck about what I'm doing. And so I'm changing it up, everybody. I'm focusing more on this, the podcast. I'm focusing on some writing. I'm doing a writing project. If you care and you want to read some of my horseshit, it's on WordPress. If you just go to wordpress.com and you look Stu McAllister, you'll find it. I'm doing a thing. It's 100 words a day, and that's all I'm doing. I'm writing 100 words a day, short essays. And on Mondays and Thursdays now, I'm also writing short stories. On Monday, it's a short story about this guy and a girl who appears mysteriously in a glowing rock and aliens. I'm putting those out on Monday. It's going to be a continuing serial type story on Monday's 100 words, so it's a quick read. And then on Thursdays about this guy who was living with a buddy, and the buddy blew his arm off, and they lived way out in the sticks. And that's on Thursday. So if you care, I'm putting out the new one today for that. So I'm just writing. I have been approached. I've mentioned this before. I've been approached about writing for a small company and writing commercials for them. It still boggles my mind. I don't even know how they found me, but they did. We're going back and forth. Nothing is finalized, but until, I hope it happens, right? But until it does, I know it isn't going to happen. So that's info on me. If you want to know more specific stuff, feel free to ask, and I'll tell you more. I don't really know what to tell you. I'm not good at just giving out stuff. I'm better at asking questions and encouraging others. I get that from the social work background, I think, and the interview process. So I like it. I like listening to Eric Zane. And if you don't know who he is, Eric Zane is a radio morning guy here in Grand Rapids. I've sat on the show with him a couple times. And I like when he interviews people. And the key to interviewing people is to just listen. Listen to what people say. You pick up on key words and you ask them and you direct them in certain ways. Like you're the train conductor of sorts. They're the engine, and you just kind of steer them in the way you want it to go. And that's a good interview, right? So there we go. So if you ever have any questions you want to ask me specifically, well, let's have at it. I can tell you right now, the chocolate isn't doing anything for me. Maybe I'm a little hyper. I don't think it's done anything for me, though. So right now, thumbs down on snorting chocolate. Someone asked me about my thoughts on the J.D. Martinez trade. I don't really know who that is. He's a baseball player. I think he's a pitcher. I don't know. I'm not a baseball guy. I can't lie. I'm not a Detroit sports fan. I grew up in Buffalo. I care about the Sabres. I care about the Bills. I would like Detroit sports teams to do well. I don't really know much about them. So was it good or bad? I'll say it was good. Why not? Detroit's been shit. Sometimes you need to cut loose. I hear they're going to trade Verlander, and maybe they'll start fresh, new people. I don't. That's the general consensus from what I'm listening to. It's weird because I do listen to sports talk radio, but I don't know a ton about it, particularly baseball. I can tell you more about football or hockey, maybe a little bit about basketball, very little about baseball. So there we go. I don't know. I can't tell you. I'll say it's good, though. See ya, Martinez. Whatever. Someone asked about Game of Thrones. I watched Game of Thrones. I managed to procure a HBO password, or I've been able to watch HBO. And I binge watched it until I caught up, and then the last 2 years I've been watching as they come out. I love it. It's good. I like the fantasy. I like the dragons. I like the betrayal, and I like loyalty issues, and I like how alliances are formed. I can't lie, though. I get lost in the names. The names are unusual. I know there's the Lannisters, and I think there were these people called the Freys, and I think they just... the spoiler! If you didn't watch the last episode, the Freys got annihilated, and the last one... The character that I like the most is Jon Snow, because Jon Snow is the name of a guy. I could go out in the public today and I could meet a guy named Jon Snow. All right, I'm not going to go out and meet a Tyrannus Lannister or some shit. And Tyrannus is probably not even a name. But, you know, like I can follow, like, all right, that's the evil queen bitch. And that's her brother slash lover who lost a hand. And there's their other brother who's a fucking midget, and he's now aligned with the dragon lady, right? See, I understand, I get that. I just don't understand. Winter's coming, White Walkers, Hodor, the dude who's the three-eyed crow. I get it. I'm not good with names. It's a good show. People should watch it. And if you don't want to watch it, I don't care either, right? I'm one of these guys. I'm like, I like the show. You might hate the show. I don't really care. I still like the show. I like Walking Dead a whole lot too, right? A lot of people hate Walking Dead. I still like it. I don't give a shit if you like it or not. I like it, and I'm going to watch it. Some people really like The Big Bang Theory. I think it's a huge piece of shit. Whatever. There we go. We move about our day, right? No one's going to be not watch Big Bang Theory because I don't watch it. So if you like it, go watch it. All right? Someone asked me what I thought about the fall of the Ottoman Empire through the eyes of a Turkish girl. I don't really know. That happened a long time ago. World War I was kind of the end of the Ottoman Empire. I'm a dude. I've never been to Turkey. I couldn't tell you what a Turkish girl thought about it. She probably thought it was fucking god-awful. Her family probably got raped and murdered, or maybe they got murdered and raped. War is not a good thing. Ottomans are to be used with chairs, and that's about the extent of it. I think that was it for the questions. If you guys got any more questions, get at me. I'm almost at 15 minutes. I still got shit I want to talk about. I try to keep these 15 to 20 minutes, so I'm going to go maybe another 5 minutes or so. Chocolate hasn't done anything for me. I got to see Bill Burr. I told you guys that, I think, on Monday. I think I told you that. And he showed up at Dr. Grin's, the comedy club. That's phenomenal for the club that he showed up. He came in with his opener, Dean Del Rey. It's great that he showed up. It adds a level of legitimacy. So it's great when guys stop in. Ron White has stopped in. Craig Robinson stopped in. Jim Brewer has stopped in. It's great when these big-name dudes who don't really play clubs anymore come by the club just to check it out and see things. So it's great. But when I saw him at the Friday show. Burr's doing his stuff. Maybe I did mention this. I don't. If I already mentioned it, tell me I'm a retard, and there we go. But he's doing his act, and he's talking about women and feminism, and he says it's all cracked up to be. Like, being out in the workforce is not all it's cracked up to be. And sometimes it's just nice being at home in the kitchen doing the dishes, staring out the window. And I know that, I guess that sounds sexist, but you know what? I enjoy doing the dishes and staring out the window. And I would be perfectly content if someone else was in the job force hating their life, but bringing home some bucks, and then I can just sit and wash dishes and stare out the window, right? It's just a joke, and it's funny, and there's truth to it. There's a woman, like a row or two behind me, who's only person in this, like, 1,500-seat place booing. Why the fuck are you booing, lady? Listen to what he's saying. There's a level of legitimacy to what he said. Shut the fuck up and calm down. That's why he's telling jokes like that. God, I live on the southeast side of Grand Rapids, and there is some construction on this road, Burton. And between Breton and Burton, between Breton and the East Beltline, Burton is just torn up from the floor up. And they're repaving it and whatever. It seems like every 3 years, I don't know what they do to this road. They don't do it correctly. And so every 3 years, they tear it up and they start all over again. And it's been interesting to me to watch this year because there is this homeless guy. He looks like Nick Nolte when Nick Nolte got busted for DUI. And it's his mugshot. This guy's just hair all over. He's got a crazy beard, which I guess Nolte didn't have the beard, but this guy's got a crazy beard. His skin is just tan and leathery. He's just standing out there in the sun, and he carries this fucking big sign that, you know, it says, "Down on my luck, anything appreciated." And he stands at the corner of Burton and the Beltline, a very busy intersection, very busy intersection. And he's there, and he's there like every fucking day. And I don't know where he goes at night. I've never given this guy a dime. I just don't. These people who are on the corner, I'm just not going to give it to them. Haven't been a social worker forever. I know there are better places I can give my money if I want to help a homeless person. I'm not saying this dude is a scam artist. He could very well be homeless. It's a weird spot for a homeless dude to be, though. Most homeless people are downtown. You know, it's very far away from downtown homeless shelters. I'm not sure how he gets down there. The guy just pisses me off, though. I don't like the fact that he's there. And maybe it's a guilt thing on me because I'm not giving him any money and he's there every day. But he leaves trash out there all the fucking time, too. I see where he stands by the sign and there's always, like, Gatorade bottles, water bottles, and food wrappers and everything. And he's out there smoking and butts and everything. I'm like, it pisses me off, to be honest. I wish he was gone. And maybe that's just, again, a thing on my psyche if I just don't want to deal with this person's homelessness and greater social problems going on in the world. But this construction has fucked with this guy. Because right currently, they have torn up the side of the road that he stands on, so he can't stand there anymore. And he's on the other side. And it's not a good spot for him to stand and get money. So I think he's pissed off now. Like, all the traffic people are pissed. All the people who drive on this road are pissed off because it's taking you forever to get where you need to go. And then this guy, he can't make an extra buck because he's all fucked. So it makes me wonder if he's going to go out of business, like businesses when construction's happening in front of their place of their establishment, and they can't get people to come in because the road's torn up. So then they got to go out of business because for the 2 months, they haven't been able to sell a fucking burger or sell a fucking six-pack of beer. Maybe that homeless dude would be there buying that six-pack of beer with his chain. This is legitimately, it's one of these things where, like, I just want to go and I want to talk to him and be like, why are you here? Where do you go? And then how much money do you make? And he's gone in the winter. He is gone. So he, I don't know if he goes south. Are these guys like gypsies? And they have a circuit that they go, like, well, it's getting a little colder, time to go south, I'm going to go down to Chattanooga, and I get a little colder now, I'm going to go down to Jacksonville. Like, how does that work? I don't know. If you're homeless, get at me. I've seen homeless people with phones. Listen to my podcast. Tell homeless people to listen to my podcast, please. I saw two movies this past week. I saw, I didn't talk about it on Monday, I saw The Transfiguration. And that was a weird movie, and I saw it at, like, essentially midnight last Friday. It's a movie about this black kid who lives in a tenement building, a project in New York City, and for whatever reason, this guy thinks he's a vampire. And then he meets this girl, this white girl, who moves into their apartment building, and they become friends because they're both kind of outcasts. He's a weirdo, and she's a white dude living in the projects in New York City. And it's a weird movie, and I didn't know much about it. I look at the movie chain website in town. Sometimes they play odd movies, which I like, independent odd movies. And they were only playing it 11:30 on Friday and 11:30 on Saturday. And that was it. And then it was gone. And I'm like, what the fuck? So that Friday at 11:30, not a normal time I want to be going to see a movie. But we went. And it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was weird. There was a weird twist at the end. It's a horror drama. And this boy having to deal with gang problems, and his parents are dead, and he's living with his older brother who's dealing with PTSD. I don't know if it's coming to your town. Probably fucking not. If it comes out on Netflix, check it out. If you ever see it in a DVD store somewhere, check it out. It was good. I liked it. It was a good movie, right? I like it. I give it three thumbs up out of four. That's pretty good. I saw the new Spider-Man Homecoming. Oh, my goodness. I'm a big comic book movie nerd. I see almost all of them. I loved it. I felt like the Spider-Man franchise has been shit. The X-Men has been shit. Fantastic Four has been shit. And Spider-Man and Fantastic Four were some of my favorite. I collected comics through high school, and I loved it. They were great. And it's great. This movie was great. The kid who's playing Spider-Man now, it's great. They changed the story up. He's got a buddy now who's like a sidekick of his, who knows his identity. And he's got the hots for a girl she's half white, half black. I'm not trying to sound racist, everybody. I know I've said some weird things already. I'm not trying, like, I don't know the words I'm supposed to use. She's half African American, half white. It was a good story. The Michael Keaton played the Vulture. Michael Keaton is phenomenal. I really wish he had said, "I am Batman" in the movie. That would have been awesome. And Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man in the movie. It's fantastic. Go see it. Best Spider-Man movie out there. I've had some other guys say another Spider-Man was better. By far, this one was the best Spider-Man movie ever. I'm going to be talking to John Server tomorrow. He and I will talk about it. He will probably disagree with me. He disagrees with me about every movie, pretty much. But those were two great movies. Go see them. I loved the end of Spider-Man. Not the end, and the very last. They always do that Easter egg thing at the end. So you can stay for that. There's one with that. But there's, like, right before they roll the credits, there's a scene with Aunt May that was just so damn funny in my brain. And so I love how they're doing it. Oh, and also, Marissa, if you don't know, Marissa Tomei plays Aunt May. And Marissa Tomei is fantastic. And she is one of the most beautiful women out there. And I will say that out loud. And she's fantastic. She's, I don't know, she's older than me. I think she's in her early 50s. And still hot. One of the hottest chicks out there. And she was in a movie with that guy. Who's that dude who died a year or two ago from heroin? Fat actor, blonde, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman, that guy. God, you see how my brain works sometimes? I just say one word and leads to another. But they were in a movie together, and, like, right off the bat in the first scene, you see her naked getting it from behind. I can't remember the name of that movie, but check it out just for that scene, for the first 2 minutes of the movie, and then you don't have to watch the rest. It was a pretty good movie from what I remember, but just the 2 minutes. And I gave that movie 5 stars just because of that scene. All right, everybody. I have so many other things. I have all these things going on in the world that I want to talk to you about, but I know I ramble too much, and I like to keep them short because people don't need fucking Joe Rogan 2-hour podcast. You don't need to listen to me talk about shit for 2 fucking hours. I don't know if I want to do that. I need to go hit the gym. And I'm going to call the parachuting place, the skydiving place. I'm going to go to Holland, I think. I'm going to go to Holland. They're near the lake Michigan, and I think it'll be interesting view to see. So I'm going to do that. I got things to do today, everybody, and I got to get ready for tomorrow. I'm meeting with John Serber tomorrow. We're going to do three podcasts in 1 week, everybody. Fuck, it's a lot. So, but anyway, okay, this is what you guys do. I appreciate you listening. Tell everyone, please, if you could. I think I have 13 listeners, maybe 14. Maybe I'm going to get out of the teens. I'll get into the 20s. But you guys are great. Please tell anyone that you think would enjoy this. Please like the fan page on Facebook, Elemental Podcast. That's LMNOPODCAST Podcast. It's if you don't know, Elemental P is an acronym in my act that I do. It's a dirty acronym, and I sell T-shirts that say Elemental P. And then, so it just made sense, Elemental P, and I know it looks like Elemental P Oddcast, but it's Elemental Podcast, okay? I know it's confusing, it's weird, but you're still listening. I'm rambling. Maybe this is the chocolate. Maybe chocolate is doing something good, getting me to ramble and amp up. But listen on SoundCloud, and I'm hearing SoundCloud is dying. It's closing or shutting her down. I don't know. I hope not. But SoundCloud, iTunes, and if you could, CastBox. Apparently, they'll throw me money. So if you listen on CastBox, please, there, I get money. And if you guys want to sponsor this in any stupid way, I know I don't do it like other podcasts. I'm not, hey, Stamps.com. Who wants to go to the post office? Stamps.com. Or fucking whatever floral stuff. Or Eric Zane's got his RV stuff. If you got a small business, if you own a landscaping company and you want me to promote your landscaping company, I'll go hire John. He'll mow your lawn. He'll trim your bush. Whatever. I don't know. I need money is what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. I need money. Money is good. All right. You guys are great. I'm over 27 minutes. You guys are the best. Elemental Podcast, Facebook. Get at me, questions, topics. I got stuff for John Serber. If you got a movie question, hit me, okay? Wonderful. Thank you. Snort some chocolate. Have a good day. Goodbye.